This is Brian Andrako, host of the Just Get Started podcast, and you're listening to The Path to Podcast Success.
Welcome to another amazing episode of The Path to Podcast Success with your host, audience building and fear-crushing podcast expert, Evan Bradley Johnson. Every single week, Evan has powerful conversations with successful entrepreneurs and business owners, revealing the podcast strategies they use to grow their subscribers and sales, and how you can use your podcast to finally get to that next level. Now, turn on your mic and let's start down the path to podcast success.
Hey, Brian, thank you so much for being willing to come on the show today. We had a chat before, and I'm just excited to keep things going, keep it moving today on the podcast. So thank you.
Yeah, it'd be nice to do a chat with you again and look forward to having this conversation.
So I'd like to start off in the same place with all my guests, and that is by asking you, what was your biggest fear of podcasting when you were first starting out? And did that fear end up coming true?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest fear I had, and I share this openly, is that I was just kind of nervous about what people were going to think of me. I grew up with not a lot of confidence. It took a long time for me to build my self-confidence. And when I wanted to start a podcast and put that into play, and this was, so just to, for a time reference for everyone, that was 2015 when I kind of had that first idea of it. I didn't launch until over 2 years later, maybe 2.5 years later. So that delta between that was a lot of, what are people going to think? Am I good enough to do this? Like those type of things that went through my mind. And really it staggered me from actually starting on time. So yeah, did they come true? I think we're always going through those struggles in terms of, the confidence and trying to build to be a better person. So certainly as I overcame those and realized that's a lot of BS, that it didn't matter what other people thought, and I improved my confidence and realized I can do this, that's why I was ultimately able to start.
Okay. And so it sounds like then people reacted either positively or neutrally to the podcast. Like, did you get a lot of negative feedback when you first started?
Well, it wasn't more negative feedback, but I think this is important. This is more away from just podcasts, and this is life in general, is, being happy with who you are and what you bring to the table and what you believe in, and not needing other people to confirm that for you to live your life, right? And once I overcame that, no, there were certainly people that were negative, and people, I got the question a lot, like, wait, you start a podcast? Wait, what? I got a lot of that stuff. Right. And, but many years prior, that would have bothered me or crippled me with kind of this newfound confidence and what I was doing in life in 2017, as I moved it forward, I didn't let it bother me. I said, nope, this is what I want to do. This is what I believe in. This is a part of my mission in life. So I'm going to keep going. Obviously, I had a lot of positivity as well, which is always good to hear. But you kind of have to stay, I think you have to stay neutral with your feelings, because too much negativity, I think, is bad. But also, I think too much positivity. And I don't mean positivity like, I try to give positivity out in the world all day long, every day. But I think positive, if you're always listening to, hey, you're great and you're doing everything well, I think sometimes that also could be a detriment. And that's a whole nother conversation. But I think you have to hear from both sides. But I think you ultimately have to go down the path you want to. So,
right. Yeah, I get it. I have struggled with that personally as well as since I work with podcasts, a lot of people I've worked with have had similar problems where as they start, it's like, oh crap, this is real. They're very nervous. Like, they found themselves up all night before they recorded an episode, stuff like that. What do you have any advice for people who are in that circle? Because I think that's one of the biggest and most common fears that new podcasters face is exactly what you're talking about. And you talked about how you've been able to overcome that. So I know we could probably talk all day about, you know, what exactly what you did. We could probably have a whole other podcast just about that, but
right.
Maybe just like one or two actionable steps people can start taking now to begin to, you know, move beyond those fears to actually start the podcast or, you know, whatever else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, a couple come to mind. I mean, one is, I think just figuring out where you want to go in life. I think this is one of the things, a lot of the people I work with, you know, on this stuff in terms of trying to think about life, you know, it's life. It is simple. It's a series of choices. And what choices do you want to make to lead you to ultimate fulfillment? Right. So when I take that approach of like, and I kind of call it the North Star is kind of how I coined this is like, what's the North Star in life? What's the path you want to go on? That now you're never going to reach it potentially, right? You're always striving to get better and better, but what is that path you want to go down? And if you know that, it's going to help make decisions a lot easier so that yes, there's some fear. Yes, there's uncertainty. There's a lot of unknown, but this is the path I need to go down to make me the most fulfilled. So I'm going to take that leap and go down. So I would say one is, I don't think a lot of people, and the reason I say I don't think a lot of people is because I didn't. And I know people around me that I talk with, even a couple of years ago, I didn't really know what impact I want to make on this earth. And I was kind of all over the place. So I think knowing that, I think is going to be really helpful to figure out thing. I think the other thing is self-awareness. Wording gets thrown around so much nowadays. I don't think most people know what it means. And I don't think they've really sat in deep thought around who they are, where they've come from, and what are some of the obstacles, both internally in their head and then obviously outside of them, that they have to improve upon. They have to look to overcome to become a better person. I know I had a lot of challenges from childhood and being a middle child and not getting attention and all this stuff that it took me a long time. I'm still working on it. But over the last couple of years, I've had a total change in focus on saying I need to solve some of these so that not only I'd be a better person, you know, for my son, but I could just be a better person to myself, right? And not say negative things to myself. And that's ultimately kind of how the confidence grew is one aspect. So I think, again, we can probably talk about this for deep, but I would say, hey, where do you want to go in life? But also, what are some things that are good and bad in your life right now? And have you reflected on those things a lot to know where you need to improve? So as an example, right? Like if you're, you know, you talk about the overcoming the fear. I think a lot of people have fear of putting themselves out there because they never do. They don't write a blog. They have a hard time standing up in a meeting and sharing their opinions on stuff. They work for a company. So how do you slowly overcome that of like getting yourself out there? So maybe you take a few steps and maybe you decide to say, you know what, I'm going to write a LinkedIn post once a week, or I am going to get involved in a local community where I have to. Maybe I do some improv. I don't know. If you're like nervous to really get yourself out there, maybe try to get some things that are going to be uncomfortable, but help you overcome that and realize, you know what, this is not really that bad. And when you get to that point, now you might be more assured that, hey, you know what, if I put a podcast out, yeah, my stuff's online. I'm sure my thoughts, but you know what? It's not that bad because I've shared my thoughts before in other arenas. So I think that's one of those, you know, things, experiences. And if you have some challenges, meaning if you have things that you haven't overcome yourself before, well, yeah, it's going to be hard to say, I'm going to put myself out there every week, let's say on a podcast episode, because heck, I have a hard time even speaking up in my own family. Well, hell, how am I going to do that into the world? So I think doing some of those mini, experiences could help you ultimately get more comfortable online.
Right. So it sounds like having that desire for fulfillment and knowing that path to fulfillment, having that knowledge be greater than the fears that you're feeling is kind of one of the keys. Cause like when you have that, usually people may not have, and something that was the case for me for the longest time, usually people don't have any idea of a path to what would fulfill them or that North Star, like you mentioned. So there's nothing to hold back that fear that they have so they don't do anything. But if they begin to think about their those desires, it can begin to kind of cut through that fear, along with kind of like what you mentioned, the thing about, you know, putting your mask on before you help anyone else, like on the airplane, kind of that thing where you're okay not being selfish, but like sitting down and really focusing on yourself and looking inward, you know, and reflecting, like you mentioned. I think people oftentimes have kind of a hard time with that because of the selfish aspect of putting your mask on before you help someone else, because that's what everyone's taught, right? Help others, help others, help others. And that's great. But you can't do that if you kind of hate yourself, you know, or you're, if you're really afraid and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think part of it is like, you know, let's go back even the simplicity, you know, because we're talking about podcasting here, is like, why do you want to start a podcast in the first place? What's the driver behind it? Is it from like a, hey, I want people to look at me in fame standpoint? Is it, I want to help others? Is it, I'm really intrigued about this topic and I want to dive deeper into it? Like, what is the main reason behind it? And I think once you uncover that reason as well, it can help align the dots so that you know where, you know, so if you're like, if you're saying, hey, you know what, I'll be just cool to start a podcast. And yeah, because I kind of see some people doing these podcasts. That'd be kind of cool. Okay. Well, if that's your motivation, you're going to fizzle out after six episodes. So like, what do you really want to do? Like there was a mission behind why I started the Just Get Started podcast. Once I started it, and it was twofold. It was, I wanted to be able to interview people that are entrepreneurs and founders that have overcome their fear, that have got started, that have, you know, realized that I don't have to go with status quo of society. I can actually, you know, kind of carve my own path, because that's what I wanted to go down. So I wanted to learn from those people. So it was kind of a mixture of learning from those people, but also using that as inspiration for others. And then the other thing was, and it was more self, well, I guess selfish is the word, is I wanted the documentation, and I use my son as the example, is I wanted him to be able to, because I want, you know, he has some entrepreneurial tendencies. I can already see at his age. And I want him to realize that you don't have to go down the static life path, you know, go to college, get an entry-level job, work your way up, like all that BS. I wanted him to realize he can do whatever he wants in life if he just puts some time and effort and wants to be happy and go toward that path. So I said, man, if I could show him that, hey, dad put out this podcast, he was doing what he wanted to do, he shared his views on it, and he documented that journey, man, that could be really cool for him as he gets older and learns. So that was another kind of, for me, those were kind of two of the big motivators for me to start it. And that's why, you know, we're sitting here 2.5 years later, 110 episodes in, why I'm still doing it. Because I'm still passionate about those two things.
Right. It's incredible that your son has that kind of an example, because like, I know that for me and for pretty much everybody else growing up in the school system here in the US, it's definitely not about looking inwards. You know, it's all about looking outwards, looking, learning stuff that may not be very useful for you and preparing you for, like you said, getting an entry-level job and a certain number of careers is very limited. But seeing, you know, being able to look inwards and being an entrepreneur, starting a podcast, things like that, you know, and because you have to be able to look inwards in order to do that for the long term, right? Like you said, you can't just, oh, it'd be cool to start a podcast. Well, that's great, but you know, that's you're gonna the pod fade, you know, six or seven episodes, and then you'll be done. But if you look inwards and you're like, why do I want to start this, right? Oftentimes, if you're going to want to start a podcast, this feeling kind of starts inside, like deep inside. And it's like you explore that and then you come to your reason.
And I think a lot of it too is just realizing we're in a different world than even 10 years ago. And I think what happens with a lot of folks that are adults, and maybe this is not so much for kids yet, but let's say adult, let's say if you're over 20, as an example, you have so much crap you've been fed for your life of how it should be. And what the path is that you kind of should be on. That's the right path. And it's all a lie. Basically, it's all, you're kind of cloaked in a lot of stuff that's untrue. And most people are unhappy. I mean, if you talk to most people, they are unhappy. And they are unhappy because they've kind of decided to, hey, you know what? I'm going to pass up being extremely fulfilled, but I have to be uncomfortable for a little while. They trade that in, the comfort, to be semi-happy. And that's one of the things I'm trying to solve right now for people, is really trying to help them realize that, no, you can be ultimately fulfilled in life. Now, the reason I'm going down that rabbit hole is it comes back to podcasts, because think about it. We see podcasts because if you listen to podcasts, you see the Joe Rogans out there. You see the, I listen to Tim Ferriss. He's obviously got a bigger platform. You see all these folks and you look up and like, oh, it's just like years ago where, David Letterman had the late night show, and there was only, two or three late night shows. You had Letterman, you had Leno, and who else during that time, right? So you had, maybe Conan O'Brien was late night and stuff like that. So you had like only a handful of people that had like a late night TV. Well, why would anyone think that, just the everyman can have a late night TV show? But you can put your own late night TV show out now. You can have your own, 20-minute show on Instagram Live if you want every night. So like, there's so much more opportunity. We just have to move out of the old thinking that there's only a small percentage of the world that could do these cool, great things, and everyone else just has to work some job just to make some money to get by. Like, that's, I don't believe in that philosophy. So I think we have to change the tune, and it's just taking time. And that's why I try to instill some of that in my son. Because as he gets older and of age, I want him to realize that, no, you can do whatever you want. You just have to put the time and the effort in, right? You don't have to go down the normal path that most people are told they have to go down. So I think it's the same with podcasting as well.
Exactly. Have you read The Big Leap?
I haven't, no.
I read it. It's a good book. I read a lot of books. So I'm pretty sure it came from this one, where they talked about that a little bit, where only now is it possible to do whatever you want and still make, a good living at it, right? Like, you don't have to go to the factory and work all day to make enough to feed your family, right? You don't have to go become a secretary, or you don't have to go be a whatever desk job, right? Insert meaningless desk job here, right? You don't need one of those anymore for the first time. But that's kind of scary in a way too, because having unlimited options can be scary, because what do I pick? And can I actually make it work?
Well, I think that's partly is figuring out, what you're great at, what you love to do, and where the impact you want to make on the world. And I kind of call the trifecta of happiness. If you get those three, you're golden, because now you have that path you want to move down, And I think there's an opportunity for everyone to have that self-reflection and figure out that. And it doesn't have, listen, I'm not young by any stretch. I'm 37 years old. I'm a late bloomer. So folks out there saying, well, yeah, Brian's probably, 23 and, he's got a life. No, I'm on my second career, and I've done a lot of things and have a lot of experience that I'm thankful for. But I've also learned a lot along the way. And one of those things is exactly what I just mentioned before, is that, yeah, the internet has changed the game for everyone. And if you want to have that opportunity, great, go take it. But the trade-off is you have to get uncomfortable for a little while. And you have to realize that it's not going to be perfect right away. If you can be, okay with that, then the game's going to change for you. Because I even look from the podcast. Listen, again, I've been doing the podcast for 2.5 years. If I didn't start the podcast, I can't imagine where I would be. I might be just doing software sales and stuff like that, and I'd be fine. Great. But what the podcast has afforded me to do is meet a tremendous, you and I would have never met, if that we weren't podcasting. So I think it's the network I've created with it, the amount of people that I've met that have been impactful in my life, and hopefully I've been impactful in theirs, the amount of friendships that have been formed. I mean, look at all the things just from the podcast, doing it for 2.5 years, and it's just amazing. So that's why it's called Just Get Started, because I think you have to take the leap. And the people that are out there kind of hemming and hawing over, hey, should I start one or not? Just go start it and figure it out. And, have an idea that you want to do and you think you can progress, and just go put out the content. and then make shifts. Most people don't. I'd be curious how many people listen back to my first 50 episodes, right? I don't know. But you know, that was a learning. You know, there was a lot. Michelle, I'm still learning now. So it's, you know, it's at the end of the day, they're not the best episodes. Probably the interviews are raw. They're probably, you know, all over the place, but you know what? I learned, I adapted, and you get better and better. And people, they recognize that, hey, you put the time in to put out good quality. And sometimes it takes time. Don't beat yourself up because you're not at episode 100 or 200 or 1,000 or whatever it is. Get episode one out and then get episode two and just build it from there and enjoy the journey. You hear this all the time now. It's like, enjoy the journey of it. Don't worry so much about getting to episode 100 or 200 or whatever. Like, worry about getting episode one out and just enjoy each week or each day, however, you know, cadence you're putting them out, you know?
Exactly. It's yet another example of focusing on living in the present. And like living in the present moment instead of living so much in the future. Like, it's okay to have goals, but don't be so consumed by, I gotta get to episode 100. You know, like you said, just focus on putting out episode one. But yeah, and I love, with podcasting, it's a great example of what we're talking about with the internet and being able to do whatever you want, because you can start a podcast on pretty much anything. Like, I'll always, do you know Cliff Ravenscraft? He's a big podcasting guy. He's a big podcasting guy. He's one of the first people that like started a podcast, like the first, I don't know, 100 podcasts that existed or whatever. Conversation with him a while ago, and he started his first podcast just based on the TV show Lost, which I've never seen, but I guess it's a TV show. And he was just talking about it.
It was an interesting TV show. I watched it.
But like, he did have a podcast about it, and that turned into, he became one of the biggest like podcasting based entrepreneurs ever. Mm-hmm. Because of it. And so it's like, you can podcast about anything that you want. And you know, like, you can podcast about your favorite TV show. You can podcast about something you're passionate about. Like, you know, just as with doing something online, the possibilities are endless, really. You know,
yeah, you can take any topic. I actually encourage people to go very niche with their topic. Yeah. You know, like, figure out, yeah, like kind of a Lost thing, but like, go very niche with it, because it's more of that discovery opportunity where, you know, there're probably a handful of people that are in a similar boat, but you don't need a million people listening, right? You might only have 1,000 or 2,000, but hey, you know what? Those are going to be some really cool listeners and provide feedback and be engaged. So it just depends too. And again, if you're going into it trying to get a ton of followers and trying to, you know, make it some big thing, I think you start losing focus early on. I think you have to go in putting out, hey, I want to put out really good content that matters to me and be engaging and just like have fun with it. And ultimately, I think that's what turns into a bigger platform over time. I don't think you can go in with a thing of like, all right, I'm going to monetize this from day one and I'm going to do this, this, this. I mean, I guess you could if you're like a bigger name and you have already a following established, but I'm assuming the majority of people that don't have any following, like I didn't, and you know, have to go into it with that thought of, I want to have fun. I want to make this where this is kind of a cool thing, talking about things I like to talk about. I think that's where you have to start from, you know?
Right. Okay. Did you build your following then with your podcast?
Yeah. I didn't have any. I mean, besides, I mean, I think I've done a good job from both when I used to teach golf for a living as well as kind of my sales, you know, background. I think I built a decent job networking over the last, you know, dozen plus years, especially obviously as the internet's picked up and platforms like LinkedIn and stuff have come to focus. But yeah, I mean, the podcast is obviously, I was starting from scratch, right? I was starting from, you know, zero listeners episode, you know, whatever, like, I don't know, I had a couple listeners episode one. And I think it's just, that's one of those things is just, and I don't care so much about that, to be honest. I care about putting out great content. And I care about, I think it's mutually beneficial for myself and the guest, right? I'm providing them a platform. to tell their story, and I'm sharing that out. But at the same time, they also get to share it out on their platforms and put it on their website and like, hey, I got to be on this podcast. So it's mutually beneficial for, cause I do an interview platform like you're doing. So I don't look at it from, oh my God, did I have, you know, 10,000 downloads last week kind of thing. That doesn't matter to me right now. To me, it's about putting out great content and building those relationships. And really right. building the trust in the listener that, hey, you know what, Brian's going to have good interviews on here. He's going to have good guests. He's trying to dive deeper into that of getting started with stuff. And that's what I care about, you know?
Right. Yeah. And that's really like, and you can tell as well as a listener, if the host only cares about money and download numbers, you know, because then that's what their focus is going to be. And they're not going to be focused on putting up great content, like you said. But isn't it true that, like, you know, when it comes to blogs and just everything like that, the stuff that's not made to get big is the stuff that usually gets big. Whereas the stuff that its sole purpose is to make a bunch of money or get a lot of traction usually doesn't, or at least it takes way longer to get like half as far.
there's probably some truth to that. I mean, people aren't stupid. I mean, they could read that and see, hey, this person really cares. They're trying to give good insight. Or if someone just keeps plugging a certain company or something like that. Right. And you see that with sponsored ads and all that nowadays. So yeah, I think there's some truth to that. I mean, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with promoting from time to time. I just don't think you can do it every time. And I don't think that should be the sole focus. I think, again, that's disingenuous to, you know, the people you're trying to listen to. I think, again, being raw and just kind of putting out the content, that's why I love Joe Rogan. I think Joe Rogan does it like the best. I mean, is just very raw and honest. And he doesn't mind asking the tough questions. He also doesn't mind, you know, calling out certain people. Like, he does the show that he wants to do. And in turn, he'll even tell you, he didn't think that his podcast would be anything, you know, 5 years ago. And it just happened to get some steam and turn out like that. Does it help that he's a comedian? Does it help that, you know, he was on Fear Factor and stuff? Sure. Of course that helps. But there's a lot of other people like him that don't nearly have as big a podcast. So why is it working from him? Well, because the formula he's put together is really just raw and real and being himself, you know, talking to the people he wants to talk to. So.
Exactly. Yeah. That really, and like, it's about, you know, like you said, there's nothing wrong with making money from it. It's just, I feel like the only way then that it gets to be troublesome is if it's your main focus. It's more about, like you said, putting out good content, having good relationships, and welcoming the money when it eventually does come. Because if you put out that kind of thing into the universe, money will, like, dollars fall of value. It's a phrase that I heard.
And yeah, I'll go back to what I said earlier is like, why are you starting in the first place? What is the reasoning behind it? You know, are you maybe, you know, starting a new business? So you want to do, you know, I think one of the greatest, you know, opportunities right now is, you know, content-based networking approach is, you know, if you're out there listening and you have a business, is to start a podcast for your business and then interview who would be your potential clients. And that's instead of, you know, trying to call, and I know this from sales, right? Instead of calling someone and, you know, trying to pitch a product and build that relationship that way, it's a hell of a lot easier to invite someone on the show to say, hey, you know, I'd love to have you as a guest and your expertise. And then they get exposed to your business that way and you build a relationship that way. I think that's a phenomenal way. Plus you get the content out of it. Like, so if you're doing it for that reason, or maybe again, you just want to talk football with your friends or something, great. You know, so figure out the reason behind it. And then you should be always going back to that as you're making other decisions. So if someone approaches you in a year and says, hey, we want to pay you, you know, we want to buy this podcast out and put it on this platform. We'll give you $1,000 a month or something. I'm just making this up. But like, you need to go back to your initial vision. Like, is that one, would you sell out for that amount? Or is that the direction you want to go? Do you want to keep the freedom you have with this? So like all of those type of things you need to consider, but going back to why you started always helps make the decision easier going forward.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's incredible. So content-based marketing, is that what you said that was called? Cause I know all about that.
Content-based networking is like the name that's been used right. The last couple of years.
But that's like cool. I've never had a name for it before.
Yeah, I don't remember. There's been people I've trying to remember who was on my podcast. He was like, yeah, my dad was doing that like back like 30 years ago. trying to do that. But I, again, that's just an idea. Like if you have a business, or maybe you work for a corporation and they don't have a podcast, I mean, you are totally missing out on a unique opportunity, because the problem is everyone thinks it's so like, oh, I don't know if people are going to listen to the audio form of this. Well, it's not just about that. You know, it's, yes, you can do the audio, but you can also do little snippets of that, right? You can also record video and you can have little snippets of that with subtitles and stuff you can promote online. You can take that content and turn it into an article or a quote, or there's so many different things you can do with a long form podcast interview. That could help your marketing team and help promotion and whatever. And like I said, it could also, you know, get you involved with potential clients that maybe you never got a chance to talk with in the first place. So there's so many different angles to it, you know?
Right. Yeah. I get it. So as we start to wind down the podcast, I mean, you pretty much already answered this, but I wanted to just ask, what would your number one piece of actionable advice be for those who are unsure about whether or not they want to start a podcast?
I mean, yeah, besides, you know, figuring out why you want to start it, right? I mean, I think, yeah. And I know again, when we're putting the pieces in play, right? Why are you going to do something, right? It shouldn't be because of anyone else that you're doing it. It shouldn't be, hey, I'm just trying to make some money. It shouldn't, you know, those shouldn't be the, I mean, I guess that could be the reason why you want to start it. But like, really, what's the purpose behind it, right? What are you trying? Why would you start a, just like, why would you start, you know, cycling tomorrow, you know, or why would you start a, you know, eating, you know, healthy again, if you've been eating like crap for a while, like, why would you start doing anything? You need to figure out the core of that. What's the ultimate core reason why you would start something? And if you know that, well, that makes the decision easier. Because if you're like, well, I'm starting this podcast because, you know, three of my friends have podcasts. Well, that's a dumb reason to start a podcast, because, you know, they start it for a reason, but you may do it again. You get 8 episodes in, you're like, I don't really want to do this anymore. I want to go to the beach or something, right? You're not going to keep going with it. But if you have a purpose behind it, and it's a legitimate purpose of why you want to start it, and again, there's nothing wrong with the money aspect. Maybe it is you're starting a business and you want this to be something that's going to help you sell your services or products. Or maybe it is, again, hey, I want to just document this journey of me building something or whatever. I mean, who knows? Again, it could just be, God, my buddies and I, we talk about football every week. Let's just record it and put it on a podcast. That'd be cool. Awesome. Not wrong with that. But then what are your expectations building it? Don't expect to, you know, if you're not going to market it and try to promote it and stuff, well, don't expect it to be a massive thing. And that's okay. So what's the reason you're really starting? I think if you understand that, that ultimately can get you out the door. And obviously, yeah, overcoming the fears and all that stuff, that's going to come with it. You're going to have those internal struggles and that self-talk that needs to happen. But I think if you really circle on paper why you're doing it, because, you know, one of the great quotes I love is, you know, before you quit, remember why you started. Right. So as you get 6 months down the road or a year down the road, listen, I thought about stopping my podcast 2 months ago. I had a real discussion. I said, I don't know, I got a lot of other stuff going on. You know, I'm not monetizing it right now. I'm still trying to build the audience. Like, what do I? And then as I thought more, I said, wait a minute, no, let's triple down on my efforts. I've already put 2 years in. I still enjoy doing it. And what are some of the, and I won't say any names now because I'm always superstitious, but I have a couple big names that are coming on the podcast over the next 6 months. And, but like, that wouldn't have happened. I wouldn't have got to those folks if I didn't keep it going. So I look back at that and I say, you know what? You always have to go through that where you're checking and you're reassessing and you're figuring out, do I want to keep going? And by the way, it's okay if you stop. Again, as long as you're okay with it internally, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. But to get started, at least, once you have that plan of action of here's why I'm doing it, like I said, there should be nothing that stops you. There's not anything. I have a, I'll just plug just for fun because like yeah. I have this ebook. Well, the reason is I'm actually working on the updated version to put on Amazon. But like I have this ebook I wrote called The Bootstrapper's Guide to Podcasting. And it literally is a lot of what we talked about. It's probably 20-ish pages, 25 pages of really how I got started, why I got started, how to set different things up, you know, different tools to use, stuff like that. But the reason I bring that up is like everyone has their own path. And you're always going to learn from other people. People may listen to this and say, hey, let's, you know, I learned something from Evan and Brian, you know, that helps me on my journey. Great. And then they're going to pay it forward down the road and what have you. So the reason I throw that out there is like, if anyone is like, I don't know what to do exactly, where to start. Like there's so many resources. Again, go to my website. I have the Bootstrapper's Guide to Podcast in there. Maybe it's a good start to at least read that. But like I said, just figure out why you're going to do it. I'm going to reiterate that for the 15th time. Like why do you want to do it? And if you yeah. know why you want to do it, it should easily make your answer should you do it or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, thank you so much for everything that you said because that I love the direction that this episode went. Because like we were talking about podcasting, but we were talking about it in much more of a broad sense, which I love. Which I love that. So thank you for that.
Well, I think one of the things for the listeners to know is like, and you know this probably from your time and the you know the podcasters you work with is there's no one size fits all.
Oh yeah.
There's so many different ways. You know, do you do an hour long episode? Do you do 10 minutes? Do you do it weekly? Do you do it bi-weekly? Do you have guests? Do you just talk? You know, there's so many different ways to do it. That's why I think it comes down to being authentic of who you are and what you believe in and what you want to do. And that's the type of content you should put out. And those are the stories you should share, right? If you hate golf, like I'm a big golfer, if you hate golf, you should not be doing a golf podcast. Plain and simple, right? Pretty logical. But I bet there's a lot of podcasts out there and people maybe aren't even doing them anymore. Maybe they did them for those 6 or 8 episodes I mentioned, but they said, oh, this would be cool because this would help build this. And they try to do it. And then they stopped, you know, because they didn't really have passion behind it. They didn't believe in the idea. So I think it has to come back to your core of who you are as a person and what you believe in. And like I said, that helps you. So yeah, there's no one size fits all. It's just really doing what you want to do. And that's what I love about podcasting, the freedom of it, right? Okay. I don't have someone controlling me, telling me how long my episodes could be or who I could interview or whatever. That's what I love about it.
Oh yeah, exactly. It really is. You have complete creative freedom, you know, right. Which is absolutely incredible because it can go wherever you want. Like some of my interviews are really specific about like different aspects of podcasting. Like, oh, do you do the editing or whatever? Other podcasts like this one are more broad. Like, okay, why are you doing it? Right? How do you overcome these fears? So it's incredible, but both are equally as good. And it's incredible. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you already mentioned some links, but where would be the best place for people to find you if they're interested in you and what you do?
Yeah, I think my website's probably the best, and that guides you to, you know, the different podcasting sites that you may listen to or, you know, my social media sites. But yeah, it's just brianondrako.com, BRIANONDRAKO.com. That's got everything on there, kind of up to speed on what I'm doing in the world and the different books. I got a couple of children's books coming out this year and stuff like that. So I do a variety. I got a variety of different things. but again, all focused around helping people try to be happier in life, right? How do you overcome a lot of the societal norms and actually get out of the way? So that's where I'm trying to, you know, help people as much as I can. And hopefully, you know, some of the stuff I've shared, although I went on many tangents today, but hopefully it helps some folks at least, you know, organize their thoughts around starting a podcast.
I think it did. Well, Brian, I really do appreciate you being willing to come on and share everything. This was probably one of my better conversations on the podcast. So I really appreciate you for that. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thanks. I had a lot of fun. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you for listening to this episode and for supporting the Path to Podcast Success Show. If you haven't already, please leave us a 5-star rating and a written review. letting us know what you think of the show so we can bring you the most value we can from these expert podcasters. Your support helps us reach more people looking to step up their podcast game so that they can continue to grow their brand and spread their message. So, again, thank you for listening to this episode of The Path to Podcast Success, and we'll see you in the next episode.